Hello, hello, and we're back again. This is Harold, the digital marketing maven, and I'm super excited to be able to share with you and to be able to provide value to you in terms of this audio series. I hope that, and I see that, and I'm getting emails and I'm getting calls from people who have already found this helpful, so I hope it's helping you as well. This is the last audio in this series. In this series called The Four Deadly Sins of Entrepreneurship and How to Avoid Them. And the last one, this last audio, is going to be on my favorite, vision. Vision. Okay? If you do not have a vision for your company, it's going to fail. How are you going to know where you're headed? How are you going to know when you reach those goals that you set out for yourselves, okay? You have to have a vision. Starting a company without a vision, it's like going on a trip without a map, okay? Or going somewhere without a clear direction, all right? So we have to, it's imperative that you have a clear vision for your company. And what this is going to do, it's going to set the stage for everything else. Like I said, these four cornerstones of entrepreneurship, vision, purpose, faith, and gratitude are going to be able to boost you. Okay, if you do it right, this is going to be able to provide you that solid foundation that will provide you the boost that you need to take off, and not only take off, but take off with the right, it's like taking off with rocket boosters, okay? But you have to have a solid foundation, all right? So please, please, please make sure you go through all of the worksheets. Make sure you follow along, all right? And make sure you don't half-step and make sure you fully commit to these steps. I'm telling you, out of all of the entrepreneurs that I talk to on a continuous basis, these are the things that I realize that they're lacking. And I always try to teach this, and I always try to make sure that they have a solid foundation even before I do any work for them, okay? Because not only, am I in the business to create, you know, different marketing materials for them, but I'm also in the business to help them grow. And if they don't have a solid foundation, all of the fancy marketing in the world that I can provide them is still not gonna help, okay? So make sure that you have a solid foundation. Make sure you have a clear vision. Make sure that you definitely know your purpose. Make sure that you have unwavering faith. And make sure that you're able to provide and exude unyielding gratitude. Now, these four cornerstones, all right, laying the foundation for a strong company, all right, it's all in preparation for the life of your business, right? So, and this is why I wanted to start at the very beginning, okay? These are the things that you need to watch out for, okay? You want to have clarity on these four issues, okay? And this is going to set the tone for everything else that you do, all right? From naming your company, to creating a logo, to the branding, to your brand strategy, all right? To your marketing, to the clients that you're going to be going after. This is going to set the tone for the rest of that. And so this is why I make it such an important, this is why I'm putting so much stress on these four things, is because it's going to lay the groundwork for everything else, okay? So don't get, dismayed like, oh, okay, you're talking about, vision, purpose, faith, gratitude, okay, whatever. I'm ready to get started making money. Yes, and you should be, and I'm glad that you're excited about that, but we have to lay this foundation. And actually, you know, everything else that you'll be able to do from this foundation will be so, so, so much more easier, okay? Because you have this solid foundation to start out with, okay? So, what is a vision? A vision is an aspirational description of what an organization would like to achieve or accomplish in the midterm or long-term future. It is intended to serve as a clear guide for choosing current and future courses of action. All right, let me read that again to make sure you got it. A vision is an aspirational description of what an organization would like to achieve or accomplish in the midterm or long-term future. It is intended to serve as a clear guide for choosing current and future courses of action. All right? So, why is a vision important? First of all, a vision is going to give you direction. All right? Especially if you're creating a company that will have or has employees, they need direction. They need to know where you're going, where you're headed. Okay? Where is the company headed? Okay? So that everything they do, they will know is in lieu of heading toward that overall vision. So the number one reason is that it gives direction. It also gives us direction as entrepreneurs. It's going to show us and constantly remind us where we're going, why we're doing what we're doing. Okay? Secondly, it's going to set the tone. Okay? It's going to set the tone. So your vision should set the tone for everything that your business does. All right? From marketing to branding to customer service to the way you design your products to the level of service you provide, it sets the tone. All right? Think about it. Going, having a business and going through, you know, your business without a vision, all right, there's no tone to be set. And so this is why some companies, all right, either, and you know, you could even, some companies even have a vision, but it's not well communicated, which is why you receive bad customer service, all right, mediocre products, so on and so forth. So having a clear vision is going to set the tone, all right? And thirdly, a vision is used to guide all of your marketing, all of your branding, and this is very important, okay? Once you have this clear vision, all of your branding and all of your marketing, all of your brand strategy should be geared towards that vision. Okay? And this is why it's so important. That overall vision is what's going to make customers attracted to you. Okay? Let me say that again. Your overall vision is what attracts customers to you. So you want to create a vision that's attractive to customers. Yes, we use it as a reminder, but it's also to attract customers, right? And yes, 9 times out of 10, your customers won't even know, you know, your vision statement verbatim, but they should feel your vision statement anytime that they interact with your company. Okay, so we're going to use that vision statement to guide your strategy, guide your brand strategy. All right, so what I want to do now is give you some examples of vision statements, okay, so that you can really see and really hear and try to make a connection between these brands and their vision statements and see if it's true and see if, you know, when you use that product, do you actually feel what they're trying to convey with their vision statement? All right, so let's look at some. All right, the first example I want to give you is from Amazon, okay, Amazon.com. Now listen to their statement. To be Earth's most customer-centric company, to build a place where people can come to find and discover anything they might want to buy online. Interesting, right? Now think about what Amazon does and ask yourself, does this vision statement fit with Amazon? Okay, listen to Starbucks. To share great coffee with our friends and help make the world a little better. Does that fit? All right. So here is JCPenney. To be America's shopping destination for discovering great styles at compelling prices. Okay. Now here's for CVS. To improve the quality of human life. All right. And let's look at one more. Here is Toys R Us. To put joy in kids' hearts and a smile on parents' faces. Okay. Now, if you notice and think about these brands that I just mentioned and their vision statements, right? And think about what actually happens when you run across their brand, right? When you interact with that company, these things, you know, the vision statements that I just stated kind of goes hand in hand. You know, think about Amazon's vision statement that I just read, right? It goes hand in hand. And at this point, you can pretty much buy anything, you know, that you need from Amazon. All right. And so your vision statement is going to set the tone for everything else. Okay, think about Toys R Us. Just mention Toys R Us to your kids or your nieces or nephews or little cousins, right? And watch how their face lights up. Toys R Us? Oh, yeah. Just ask them, do they want to go to Toys R Us? And watch how their faces light up. Okay, and in turn, that puts a smile on parents' faces. Maybe not for their checkbooks, right? But, you know, seeing their kids happy, right, which is Toys R Us's goal, is their vision, right, in turn makes the parents happy. Okay, so just use these few examples and you can look them up, you know, everywhere online. Companies put their vision statement out there, okay, for their customers to truly understand where they're coming from. All right, and also for their employees to fully understand where they're coming from. Okay. Now, having all of these tools up under your belt, right? The ability to always see the good things in situations, gratitude, right? The ability to, despite what you see, have an unwavering belief that you will succeed, faith, right? The clarity and knowing what you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing. Purpose, right? And the definiteness of where you're headed with your company, vision. All of these things go together. All of these things are going to propel you into the right direction. Okay? Now, the action steps that we can take to help clarify and solidify our vision. Okay. Well, hold on. First, let's look at the tips and hacks. Okay. In terms of formulating a vision. All right. So we just analyzed it. Now let's look at tips that you can do to help formulate a really good and really solid vision. Okay. So I want you to think about where you want to be in terms of your business, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years from now. Okay? And we're going to do what we did before. We're going to look at it in terms of self, health, and wealth. Okay? Now, I want you to just free your mind. Okay? Try not to think about, you know, any limitations. I know it's going to be difficult at first, but just keep working with me. Stay with me and just keep working on it and look at it from the standpoint of nothing is holding you back. Okay. Don't place any limitations on it. All right. Start with no holds barred grand 5-year vision and then work back. Okay. Don't hold back. The sky's the limit. Whatever, wherever, whenever. Okay. So let's first imagine 5 years from now. What is your business going to look like? Think about this. 5 years from now, what will your company look like? How many employees will you have? How many employees? You have one, you have two. Is it a small company? Is it a big company? This is 5 years from now. What is your company known for? Right? What service are you providing? At what level are you providing that service, right? So what is your company going to be known for? How will you know that you're successful? So think about in 5 years, how will you know that you've reached the goals that you are trying to reach? How will you know that your company is successful? What won't you do? 5 years from now, what won't you be doing? Or what won't you do in that company? Okay. What do you say when you brag about your company? All right. And again, as I stated in the earlier audios, feel free to pause this. And this is one reason why I made it an audio series, is that I know that you'll probably be at work listening to this. You may be driving. You know, you may be sitting somewhere where a video wouldn't quite do it. So I chose to go with audio so that way you can, you know, be sitting at a job, be sitting in, you know, anywhere and just have the MP3 files to listen to and play and stop and pause and rewind and fast forward as needed. So feel free to, you know, pause this audio and jot down your thoughts. Okay. So what won't you do? What won't you be doing? Okay. And what do you say when you brag about your company? What are the things that you're saying when you're bragging about your company? Okay. Yeah, we don't want to boast, but when you're telling the people your accomplishments, what are you saying? How are you bragging about your company? Remember, this is 5 years from now. It's time to do some dreaming. What are your daily duties? As the head of this company, what do you envision yourself doing on a daily basis 5 years from now? Okay. How do you find customers? Or how do customers find you? So think about it. How are customers finding you? Or how are you going out and finding customers? All right. And what kind of employees do you have? Could you describe them? All right. Are they friendly? All right. Are they really good at customer service? Describe your employees. Think about what type of employees you would have. And lastly, what do others in the community say about your business? Think about what other people are saying about your business. What are they saying? What's the chatter around town? All right, think about your favorite, you know, brand. One of my newfound favorites is Starbucks. I initially didn't like Starbucks because I couldn't find, you know, a coffee that, or one of their products that I really liked. But somehow I just ran across the mocha frappuccino, and that is amazing. And, you know, I just hear, you know, while I'm in Starbucks, I'll hear over here people talking. You know, I think one of the new things out right now is like the pink drink or something like that. And, you know, people are raving about it, how it's so good. Okay. What are customers going to be saying about your products, about your services? All right. So take time. Remember, we're laying a foundation. We're laying a foundation. So take time and answer these questions. Don't shortchange yourself. Really step through it. Because I promise you, this is going to be so beneficial. All right. Now, the next step is action. We're going to take action now, and we're going to write some vision statements. Okay. And we're going to look at, we're going to project some goals. Okay. We're going to start at the 5-year goal. All right. And then we're going to work our way back to 3 years, then to 1 year, and then to 6 months, then to 3 months, and then to 1 month. Okay. Now keep in mind, your vision can change, all right? And it should. It should get stronger. It should get more definite, all right? Your goals should change. They should get stronger. They should get more definite, all right? So the next worksheet is pretty much self-explanatory, and there'll be more explanation on the worksheet. So in terms of this audio, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up and basically also fill you in on an exciting new product that I'm launching called the Game Face Formula. Okay, the Game Face Formula, which is gives you 7 steps, right? 7 steps to marketing the out of your company. All right. The Game Face Formula is going to be launching soon. So I would admonish you to sign up. All right. You do not want to miss this. And what I'm going to do is only it's only going to be open for a week, and it's only going to be open to 100 people. All right. This launch is only going to be open to 100 people because I want to be able to personally work with each and every single person that signs up. All right. But what the Game Face Formula does is walk you through the main pieces of launching your business from the start. All right. Specifically in terms of marketing. Okay, so it starts with strategy, building a great brand strategy. And secondly, it moves into logo design, and then into business cards and brochures and other marketing collateral, and then website design, and then search engine optimization, and then multimedia promos, and then how to kill social media. Okay, marketing, how to set your marketing on social media on fire. Okay, so it's going to be 7 step-by-step guides. I'm going to literally walk you through creating a brand strategy that's flawless. Okay, in terms of logo design, I'm going to literally walk you through how to create an effective logo step by step. And this is without any fancy software. This is without any, you know, Photoshop or InDesign or Illustrator or anything like that. All right. Then I'm going to show you how to create business cards and brochures and flyers that are effective. Step by step. And then website design, I'll cover how to build a simple WordPress site that looks amazing. Okay, and then search engine optimization is where I show you how to rank high up on Google. All right, SEO tactics. We're going to go in depth with those. And then multimedia promos is where I teach you how to shoot great pictures and great video and create great graphics that really connect with your audience. You see, folks, this is what this is all about. This is all about connecting with your audience. Okay. From the 4 deadly sins of entrepreneurship, okay, to these things that are in the Game Face Formula, all of this is about connecting with your customers. You don't have a business if you do not have customers. And this is what I'm going to show you. And then lastly, the last strategy is social media. Okay, how to bust social media wide open. There are tactics that are being used every day that you don't even really pay attention to that I'm going to show you how to specifically go in and create big brand looks with a fraction of the budget. Okay, so at the end of all of this, what you'll have essentially is rocket boosters on. Okay? And the reason why so many people fail when they're starting a business is because all of this information is just spread out everywhere. Right? And they don't know how to assimilate it and pull it together and, you know, get it in one cohesive form where they can just execute. And what they end up doing is they go out and they hire a logo designer. Then they go out and hire, you know, a marketing company to come up with a brand. And then they go out and hire a web designer. Right. And then they go out and hire a graphic designer. Right. And then they go out and pay someone for SEO, search engine optimization. So their website will show up high in Google. And then they go out and, you know, pay a photographer or a videographer. Right. And then they go out and pay somebody else for social media. OK, so what you have to do and what you have to understand and what I'm trying to show you is that all of these things can be made simple. And that's what I've done. I've done exactly that. I've made all of these things simple so that all you have to do, all right, is tap into the game face formula and essentially put rocket boosters on your business and take off. And when I say take off, essentially, that's what's happening. By tapping into the game face formula, you'll be able to have the tools you need to attract the clients that you want. Okay, the game face formula is going to show you how to find, approach, connect with, and engage your core customers. And as I said before, if you don't have customers, you don't have a business. And so the game face formula is designed specifically to get you in the game, to help you put on the right and correct marketing front to attract those specific targeted well-paying clients or customers that you need. Okay? So look guys, this has been great. I've really enjoyed being able to speak with you and share with you some really valuable things. Thank you guys for, you know, giving me feedback and even just participating. So stay tuned for the next video. And the next video is going to talk a little bit more about the game face formula. I promise you, you do not want to miss this. If you're in business for yourself, you do not want to miss this. If you're thinking about starting a business, you do not want to miss this. Out of all of the clients that I've worked with and out of all the businesses that I've worked with, the solopreneurs, the entrepreneurs, I've assimilated and pulled together all of this knowledge, okay, that I share with them on a daily basis and put it together in a simple step-by-step guide that's going to allow you to either A, do it yourself, okay, for a fraction of the cost that what you would pay someone else, okay, or B, pay someone else to do it, but be able to give them direction in terms of what to do, okay? So, look, it's been great. I will see you guys later. Stay tuned for the next video. All right. Bye-bye.